You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 85. And if you have ever felt like things have gotten a little complicated or keeping up with your business is super overwhelming, listen in. I'm going to teach you the value of simplify to multiply. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, your host. So before we get started, let's check in. Have you taken the Sneaky Success Barriers quiz? I gotta tell you, a lot of people have been showing up in the Amplifier Success community and they're like, okay, I want to make more money, or I'm feeling a little frustrated with my business. Things aren't going the way I was hoping. I always direct them to the Sneaky Success Barriers quiz. Why? Because if you've got one of these three barriers, it's unlikely you will ever achieve more success. Now, we all have barriers, mental thoughts, ideas, belief systems that hold us back. Our job as entrepreneurs and visionaries and change agents is to get our mind working as strong as our desire. And so let's clear those barriers. Let's figure out what they are, clear them out, and turn you into an unstoppable force to be reckoned with. Head on over to rewiredforwealth.com, take the quiz, and by the way, after you're done with the quiz, I'm sending you a gift, my book, Rewired for Wealth, the downloadable version, absolutely free to help you become the person that can pull off any level of success. Now, let's get into today's episode. So in business, it's really, really tempting to keep adding more things in order to create more success. And possibly you've watched several big icons and celebrity entrepreneurs over the years showcase this array of offerings, these big events, these huge online programs that they put on, or they've got multiple businesses, all of them wildly successful. But what happens is we think, okay, I need to add more offerings to create more success. I need to have all these different things. Or like many entrepreneurs, there's this creativity addiction inside that you get these ideas and you just immediately move them out there in the world. And we don't think through what it actually takes to manage all of that. I was working with a gentleman a few years ago who was over in Europe. And he had three really large businesses that he personally was running. Now, he showed up in my coaching program because he was overwhelmed, he was exhausted, and he was rapidly losing money on these three businesses. And as I started to dig in, we uncovered very quickly that he only had the bandwidth, not just even in him, but in his team, to manage one of those businesses. And so they were working late into the night, day after day, trying to keep up with these three different businesses. And unfortunately, one of them was deteriorating to the point that the clients were asking for their money back. They were, really vicious and angry because one of them was a franchise business. And he was just stressed out. So we put the theme, how do you simplify so that you can actually multiply your results? And at first, I'll be honest, he really resisted this. Just like any client does who's addicted to the idea that they can have multiple streams of income through multiple business offerings. And that's really where this paradigm starts to go awry, is we start to build multiple streams of income before we have the foundation and the systems and the infrastructure to manage those multiple streams so we personally don't have to do it all ourselves. And by implementing this simplified model that we mapped out together, two things happened. One, he had to start to come to grips with the fact that he'd built businesses he couldn't manage and weren't strong enough to really multiply out there in the world. And it was a hard lesson, but he got it and he released one of the businesses. Then he put someone in place to manage the second business and really reinvested himself in the first, which is where most of his profit was coming from anyway. And by making the shift, his revenue started going back up again. And instead of struggling to keep up with his business, he was starting to enjoy it again when we wrapped up our coaching. Why do I share this story with you? Because I could share 100, maybe 1,000 stories of entrepreneurs that got caught up in creating more stuff. And I like to think of it as like a creativity addiction, right? Like I need to create more things in order to make more money. And you love the idea of having more things. But the truth is you have to manage those things. And there's a lot of power and strength in a simple business model. Now, this may or may not be the right path for you. There are ways to diversify and grow other offerings, and that's scaling, and we can do that. And we will talk about that on another episode, or you could go back and listen to the great interview I did with Mandy Ellison last year. I will look that episode up and put it in the notes. But for most of us, especially if you're a small shop, or you really want to be you want to capitalize on one key thing, the simplify to multiply model is for you. So here's the idea behind simplifying. You have one thing, maybe two, that works really, really well. And you create a simple flow of you start here, you do this first thing, and then you go to the next thing. And so instead of having too many different offerings and it's confusing, and or having multiple businesses where you're spread way too thin, you create a process that allows you to move people through one simple path. Now, simplify has so many payoffs. So it has the payoff of, okay, you don't have to work 10 times harder to get that money in the door. You have to make one thing work well. It really allows you to optimize. So you literally have one path that multiplies. And your job is, and this is what I call optimizing, is to make that work so well that you fill it to the brim. So here's another cost of getting too widespread and having too many different things. Before one offering works well, you've jumped to the next one. And so none of them ever really get profitable because you've allowed too many different things to steal your focus away from the one thing that is the true moneymaker. I had a client a couple years back who he was getting caught up in the whole information marketing world. And I mean, there was a lot of great ideas there. But what was happening was before he made one of his offerings work well, he was jumping to another one and putting all of his energy into creating a new funnel and a new offering and a new sales process. So he had 4 different sales and marketing processes, none of which were working well because he had to jump between them every day trying to move them forward. The key with simplifying to multiply is do one thing, do it well. So I brought him back to what was the offering he had that made the most money with the least amount of effort. By the way, that's your high payoff offering. And we focused on that and we tweaked his marketing process so that that program replaced the income of all the other programs. But then we did one more cool thing. We made his key offering sell the next offering. So one of the cool things about simplifying, and that is if you're ready to really have multiple streams of income, is you make one offering the entry point. And then you, when somebody goes through your first offering, let's say you have like an introductory sales program, that introductory sales program then, in the last step, enrolls them in the advanced sales program instead of doing all of those pieces separately. Another one of my clients, a newer client, but somebody I've known for years and years and years, beautiful soul, beautifully gifted healer. Her challenge was, and she goes to a lot of events and sells from events, either from the stage or her booth. And one of her challenges was, is she had all these different offerings, all amazing, but people would come into the booth and not buy. People would take advantage of her freebie and not do anything. Why? Well, first of all, there was one key problem. She had too many things. A confused mind doesn't buy. If they don't know where to start and what to do first, and you give them too many choices, they think about it and then they don't do anything. So we simplified. She had one offering. She had one little small thing she could give them. It was like under $100. And then she had her one event that she would enroll them in. And she said her sales tripled in the booth. She had never sold that much in her booth in years. So simplify multiplies. There's another thing about simplify to multiply that I think is super important. People are too overwhelmed. I look at our industry and people are stressed, they're exhausted, they're confused, they're feeling angst because their business isn't operating the way they think it should, or they see other high-profile business owners who, you know, they believe are operating a certain level. That complicated business is expensive. And if you're doing it yourself, it's probably costing you your health and having life outside your business. If you've hired a team, you're spending a lot of money with your team trying to keep up with it. Listen, I know, I've done that one. And it's tempting to kind of build these complicated business models with a lot of moving parts. But you got to ask yourself, do you really want that? Is that really what you want? Do you want to have all those complicated steps? So I don't know what the answer is for you, but oftentimes with my clients, it means you let go of the things that don't work well or really are super exhausting to deliver. And you come back and you make the one thing really awesome. You make it work well. You really optimize your marketing path so that you enroll more people in it. And when you get it working really, really well, then you could actually fine tune it and optimize it for different niches and move more people through it. Not everybody is cut out to have multiple streams of income. And yes, you can do it. But remember, the key is you've got to hire someone else to run it because you can't do it all. I don't care what anybody says. You can't do it all. And when you look at the really big name people, you look at big name celebrity entrepreneurs and high profile people who have multiple business offerings, they're not doing it all themselves. They have hired people who run those businesses for them. Look, if you follow Gwyneth Paltrow or Cindy Crawford, you see they have all these different offerings. They have all these different businesses. They have all these different brands that go out in the world. They have people who run them for them. So if you want to multiply by diversifying, you've got to be willing to let go. So I'd be curious, which path are you going to take? Are you going to do the simplify to multiply? Or do you want to do the multiply by diversifying? Neither one's wrong. You just have to set it up right. But if you really want to have more life, you really want to have more peace, you want to be in more ease and grace, I suggest you look at the simplify to multiply path. So come on over to the Amplifier Success Community. Let's talk about simplify to multiply. Let me know if this is interesting to you. Are you going to do it? And tell me what your first step will be to multiply by simplifying. Let me give you three choices. One, delete something that no longer serves you. Delete everything that is exhausting, that doesn't work for you, that feels off balance, that isn't selling well in the marketplace. Okay, so either pause it or delete it. Pausing means there's something to it, but you don't know how to make it work yet, so you just put it on hold. The second step is really look at what could you get off your plate. Could you delegate some things that do need to stay, but you do not have the bandwidth for them? And then third is how could you optimize it? Okay, so step one is delete or pause. Okay, just get rid of it, pause it because it's not working right now. It's taking up too much energy. Number two is delegate. What could you get off your plate that would free you up and or make this offering work better? And then three is how can you optimize it? How can you make it perform better? And by the way, really questioning how can you optimize it might actually bring you back to question one or option one, which is, all right, if I'm going to make this work better, I need more space. Okay, so those are the three key things we look at when it's time to do simplify to multiply. So join us in Amplifier Success Community. Tell me, are you going to take one of the steps? Let's have a conversation about it because you may actually bring a perspective that will really shift someone else. All right, we'll be back next week with another great episode. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this one. And as always, get ready to amplify. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.